This is Vatican Radio. A planned evacuation of rebel-held areas of eastern Aleppo has been delayed. Opposition officials said they had expected a first group of wounded people to leave on Tuesday evening. The evacuations, which were brokered by Turkey and Russia, had been due to start at 5 a.m. local time. On Tuesday, the United Nations said Syrian pro-government forces had been shooting civilians in Aleppo on the spot, describing the situation there as a complete meltdown of humanity. Forces loyal to Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad, backed by Russia, have recaptured large areas of the besieged city of Aleppo in recent days. It's understood thousands of civilians are trapped inside buildings in the last remaining rebel-held areas. Despite the announcement of a ceasefire, witnesses heard explosions ring out on Wednesday morning. Middle East manager of Catholic Relief Agency Malteser International, Janine Leitmayr, spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the dire situation in the city.
Well, it's as horrific as it has been for the past weeks, and now it's getting to a peak in terms of violence and what the civilians have to face in this situation in Aleppo. And what is most frustrating really is that there's no way, or seems to be no success whatsoever in negotiating any way in or out to find a corridor to at least evacuate those who are most vulnerable, children, women, people who have been victims of this ongoing violence during the last weeks without any medical attention or any adequate facilities to be cared for. This is really, really frustrating.
Obviously, we're talking about the humanitarian situation, a dire humanitarian situation. For yourselves, Malteser International, and other aid groups who are helping, what exactly is it that they need right now?
Well, really, it's a safe passage out. I mean, if you imagine those people have been under besiegement since the middle of last year, they were prepared for a certain period so they could keep on giving the services, the humanitarian services, the medical work could go on, but under the conditions of a constant bombardment, which has intensified over time, so they had to retrieve things which were not available. They had to be very creative in being able to keep up the services. And what they have been facing during the last weeks is the advances of the government of Syria with support from their allies towards the neighborhoods where they have been working. They try to evacuate the facilities to bring the patients to other facilities, but the number was shrinking and shrinking, as was the number of medical staff that could still work. And and now it's fundamentally it's desperation. I mean, they're sitting there, there's nothing really to do. People can't move on the street because there's constant shelling and bombardment. There's people dying all over the place for many different reasons. And they just feel so helpless, because what they are facing is, okay, if they would evacuate to the western parts of Aleppo or those areas retaken by the central government, we hear a lot of reports that men face detention, even executions. There's rumors about people being shot on the spot. Families get torn apart because they separate men and women. And it's just total disrespect for any international humanitarian or even international law. What we hear sounds like ongoing war crimes, and that is what we have seen over the past 5 years. So in a way, it's not really surprising. It was predicted. Nobody really wanted to believe it, but that's the situation right now.
Just one final question, Janine, just regarding those who cannot get out, who cannot get that passage out of there. How hard is it to get relief to these people, getting, you know, even the most basic things that they need?
Nothing.
And especially coming into winter as well, it must be getting colder there.
Yeah, no, nothing is getting in. I mean, the people who have fled now to the western parts or have been the neighborhoods that have been taken off, of course, the Syrian Red Crescent and other agencies who have been working in regime-held areas over the time try to cater for the people. But you have to imagine that even West Aleppo has been under constant fighting and has been suffering from the situation a lot. I mean, there was rupture of water supply. There's no electricity in most parts of the city. And this is regardless on which side of the city. So the situation is really dire, and the destruction of social infrastructure and general infrastructure, as you mentioned, there is no shelter to host all those people who have been displaced multiple times. the level of destruction is incredible, and the supplies, well, as I said, to the besieged areas, it was impossible to bring something in, which it still is for the very, very small part, which is still opposition have. So at the moment, yeah, I mean, definitely I've read some articles about doctors from ICRC moving around and being horrified by the situation, because the level of destruction and the level of suffering, the medical situation of the people who have been under siege so long, is really, really bad.